Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
It's just me and Satch again for
another podcast.
I thought it was just me and you, Satch. Are you back from Wee Wee in Paris? I am back from the Wee Wee in Gay Paris.
No, you can't do that. I'm sorry. It's 2022. You can't. That's. I'm offended. I'm officially offended.
I did that.
So that's like French people on a podcast going, monsieur, retenez-vous from Bombay? Oh, blah, 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 blah. That's him doing that.
No, that's not taking the mic. That's just, it's just what you do if you want to speak fluent French, but you can't speak fluent French.
No, it's not. That's even worse.
It is. It's just you get the flow, isn't it? You get the flow.
The thing is, he can actually speak French. So yeah. I don't know why you just done a bad rendition of French.
No, but because you, I was just keeping up with your naffness of French.
Yeah,
because
you went
wee wee. So I went wee wee, no, no, and just carried on with the daftness.
Who had Scooby Doo on the call?
And I was hanging with Scooby.
So hold on a minute. You were away in Paris last week, Kedge. So that was it actually, can I just point out, Kedge's message was, shall we allow it this week? That means, shall we give this week a miss, gents?
Yeah.
Shall we allow this week? Mans is away in Paris, innit? Something like that in his message.
Yes.
And I said to Satch, we can't allow it.
We
can't allow it because we allowed it last week or a couple few weeks ago.
I said, just on that term, allow it, I just realized that actually you can't say that anymore to somebody who's in their 20s because they don't know what it means. So at work, someone said something about, do I need to do this? And I said, you know what? Just allow it. And
You say allow it.
Well, because I don't want to go just allow it because that's
allow
just,
it. No.
So I kind of went, so just allow it. And they just ignored me. They didn't know and they carried on doing it. And I was like,
they were like, are you allowing me to do it? Or
And I just realized, oh my God, it's a generational thing now. That's it. It's gone. You can't.
Well, not only that, they might have misheard you and thought, he said, yes, I allow it.
I allow you to
proper arrogant little, annoying person. Mm. Yeah. So because you're kind of going, should we do that? And you're going, allow it. And they've heard, I allow it. very different effect.
I heard a few words actually from the Blast from the Past this week, and one of them was murked. No one use that anymore. I don't even think the kids know what that means. And the other one was, and it made me laugh so much when I heard someone say this, was minger. Are you allowed to say minger?
Minger.
Yeah, you're a minger. Yeah, she's
a minger.
Minger.
Minger's still allowed.
Minger is a great word. We need to bring that back.
Minging could be about a smell or the way someone looks. So you could say he or she is a minger, meaning not very attractive, which is not nice to say. Or, I just got a whiff of myself. I'm minging.
Minging,
Do you know what I mean? Like when you get that smell.
That tastes minging, yeah.
I tell you, sorry, I don't know if we can even say this, and I'm probably going to get myself in trouble, but the idea of podcasts is it's a place of free speech and we can all just explore our thoughts.
Careful.
So Lizzo, you know the singer?
Yes.
She's got some new song out. I don't even know what the new song is or what it was, because when it came out, she used the word, which is a word that we use in our childhood growing up quite a lot, to be offensive, spaz.
Yeah, you can't say that now.
You can't say that, right? But she used it. She goes, we're going to go crazy. We're going to spaz out. And then somebody messaged her and said, Lizzo, you can't use that word, spaz. because it is.
Oh, I thought in that context, I thought that wouldn't be a problem.
No, because you remember, and I was going to talk about this with you, I think you were there, Kedge.
Oh, did you call someone
with another producer? And I said, "Well, it's Friday, so we're all going to go nuts." And I got pulled up on it, and they went,
"Oh yeah, I think I was there then."
You can't say nuts.
But that was
a bit over the top.
That was such a BBC thing.
But no, see, is it over the top? This is the debate. The debate is
I'm sorry. What is it offensive to? Peanuts?
No, nuts is a mental health disorder. To be nuts then is to be insane.
But that's a slang term, isn't it? To be nuts. That's not an official. You don't say to they've been diagnosed with nuts.
Hey, I could diagnose you with my nuts. Let me just, if I just rest them, I just rest them on your head and they'll do a little diagnosis.
I don't know. I think that's a bit too extreme, no?
I know what you're saying, but nuts is a term for going crazy, and therefore going crazy is... Yeah, but look, I'm just saying.
That's like, for example, I could say, well, I was DJing on the weekend, the crowd were going nuts. Is that a bad thing to say?
Well, no, you couldn't say it on a BBC radio platform or a politically correct radio platform. Now, you and I know words have meanings and are nuanced and are relative to your upbringing and culture and all those things. But that's the bit that people aren't getting. So actually, this Lizzo just actually, she changed the word in her song. She goes, oh, sorry, didn't realize. I'll change it. Maybe I don't know what she made it.
Yeah, she did. Yeah.
But Twitter still went crazy at her. All the crazies went at her. Said, how could you? I'm offended that you used that word in the first place. You should know better. And she's like, I didn't know. What could I didn't know. So funny. Yeah. So spaz. And then when I heard that word spaz, I'm like, oh my God, we used to say that all the time as kids. Mm-hmm. You know, like you say, like you're saying minger and all that. Yeah. And Jimmy Hill. Remember Jimmy Hill? Jimmy Hill. Do you ever see that?
Yeah. We say beard.
Oh, beard. Beard. Yeah. When someone's lying, we say Jimmy.
But you're not allowed to say that anymore. You're not allowed to say beard anymore.
When did that happen?
No, but it might be offensive to people with beards. I don't know.
It's offensive to women with beards.
It's offensive to me because I can't grow one.
If you see Kedge and he's lying, just go beard. And he'll get offended and start crying.
You know what? Potentially, I ain't going to lie. I get a little bit, not offended, I suppose it's my own insecurity. You know when you see like a hair shampoo advert or like a man with like flowing hair and I see that on the telly and then like, oh yeah, I want to run my fingers through your hair and all that. I'm like, well, that's out of order because I'm sitting here feeling like a plum.
You look like one because you've got no hair.
Yeah, if I'm painting my head purple man plum group, I think that could be a thing.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is everyone can be offended at something.
Yeah.
Everyone can be. You just don't know. Sure. But anyway, my point was, yes, old school terms. Nothing like a bit of old school cussing.
Anyway, back to the bank holiday chat that we need to talk about. Because obviously, a lot of people don't know this, but it's the last bank holiday before Christmas now.
Yay! Hey.
Hold on, No way.
And all of a sudden that makes you think, right, winter's coming. Do you know what I mean? It's like, you know, for the Game of Thrones fans, they're loving this. Winter is coming. It's on the way.
I think today was the first day where I was out and about in the morning and people were like, did you feel the cold in the morning? And I was like, well, no, I was in my bed. But yeah, they were saying that it was a bit nippy this morning. I was like, oh, does that mean winter's on the way then?
It was a little bit nippy.
Yeah, but I just think this bank holiday weekend is a bit of a corner turner. In terms of, even if it was good weather, even like cause I'm still sat in my t-shirt, it's still kind of warm enough, muggy enough. But something about that bank holiday weekend ending just tells you right, September, October, November.
Serious time. Business now,
and I've noticed business. That it's dark. It's getting dark earlier now, isn't it? Like come eight o'clock, it's you need a light now.
Yeah.
Well, you know, like you said, you need the light. And then while I was away in France, I heard that this cap for the cost of electricity and gas is escalating.
Yeah.
And so I've missed all of the hungama because I came back to stories of people saying that's it. Cancel your direct debits now. Cancel your direct debits. Don't pay for the electricity and the gas that you use. I'm like, what? You can't just do that.
No, because what the people are doing now, like with the poll tax and all of that, is they're revolting. They're saying, nope, revolution time. We cannot take this. And I've seen it actually, it keeps popping up on my social media of different influencers kind of going, the country's going apart. You know, bills are up 80%. They're saying they're going to give a 10% back to the most neediest people, but that's rubbish. We're kind of screwed, right, in terms of how much things are going up. that very few people are going to be able to afford it. So they're saying, I tell you what, let's all stand together and let's just not pay our bills. But that, you're right. I'm not a rebel like that. So I'm like,
What happens if you don't pay your bills? What happens if you cancel your direct debit?
Well, if you cancel your direct debit, number one, your money that you're owing goes up. So eventually you're going to have a massive lump sum to pay somewhere. And if you don't pay that, then you're going to get red letters and coming around your house? Bailiff,
and then you'll end up in prison where electricity is free.
Yeah, and it's nice and warm. So maybe you can't do
maybe
that.
Maybe that's where we need to all be. It's only
warm because you'll be spooning with the big criminal that you're sharing a cell with. And he'll have his 6'10" arms around you. So no, thank you for that. I'd rather just pay the bill. But it's scary. It's scary time ahead. So genuine fear amongst the nation about the future and money and bills.
I think this cap thing's a bit weird because this cap seems to be changing every month. So a couple of months ago, it was like $5,000. The other day, I saw another figure. It was like $7,000. So what? Is it going to be like 10 next week? What are we looking at?
The topic keeps changing.
The whole point is it's a cap. So why is
one size fits all?
No,
basically, Should be.
They're making it stretch now. They're going to go, no, actually. Mm. Oh, actually, you know, like when you take the little buttons out the back. Actually, we've got one more hole. We're going to do one more hole. And they're like, hang on a minute. We closed the cap.
I'll tell you what, petrol prices went down. I filled up the other day, 162.
Oh,
petrol. I was like, oh, hello. Ain't seen that in a while.
Yeah,
congratulations.
It's not going to go down by much. Where were you over the bank holiday weekend, though? How did you enjoy it?
Can I just quickly come back to the bank holiday thing quickly? Because I know we mentioned it was the last one before Christmas. And apparently, I don't know if you know this, but the UK government is being urged now to introduce 4 more bank holidays to reward, check this out, a nation of grafters.
Yeah.
Where?
So people in England and Wales, we get 8 bank holidays a year compared to Scotland, they have 9 or 10. But it's still lower than European countries because on average they're on like 12. So, and some of these countries,
one a month.
Some of these countries get 15. And so the trade union are claiming that, you know what, there's this whole like 27 billion pounds in unpaid overtime last year. We're working hard and they're like, actually, politicians, do something to reward the UK public. We've worked hard. We've got through the corona. And also, because there's no more bank holidays between now and Christmas, let's not have such a long stretch. Fill it in with a couple more. Do you know what I mean? Because we are a nation of grafters and we're working hard. And I'm like, yes. Why? This is the kind of stuff that
that's not going to make a difference to me because that just means I'll be working more on a bank holiday. So.
Yeah, but that's because your work lives off of other people's time off. So
it does,
when people have time off, that's when they can book a wedding and a party and a DJ. Yes. And so that's good. Yes. So this is good for you.
No, I'm going the other way. I want to have less.
No, you don't.
Yeah,
because what we're establishing is there's only how many bank holidays at the moment? 4 bank holidays.
Eight
bank holidays. And those are the only 8 weekend Satch works a year. So right now we're trying to get you a couple more weekends. Yeah.
I wanted to go the other way.
I wanted to cut down
a bit more.
No, I like it. And by the way, I've always said this, and I've said it for years, and I might have said it to you already, but November then, if we've had a bank holiday now, end of August, we've got September, October, November, December. We're all going to have time off in December.
I think there's got to be one. Yeah, I think November.
So there's got to be one then for Diwali. A Diwali bank holiday.
Oh, here we go.
End of October. It's a good time. It's smack bang in the middle.
And listen to
what you're saying. You're saying, oh, we're all grafting too much. Indians, Asians graft a lot. We know.
No, leave it off, mate.
So why not have the
whole bank holiday weekend, Hangama Navratri weekend as well?
Honestly, we don't. You lot are taking.
You can light a candle to lighten the load that's on your shoulders.
Then we want one for Eid. We want one for Chinese New Year. We want one for Hanukkah. We want it for everything.
Cultural nation. Why not?
There's 2 Eids, so for one of the Eids, you can definitely have a bank holiday weekend.
2 bank holidays there,
right?
This is ridiculous.
Yeah, maybe for one for the Jewish festival, New Year, the Yom Kippur or Rosh Hashanah. Oh,
I think every faith should get one holiday that they can decide where they want it in the year. I think that's brilliant.
Yeah.
Yep. None of us should work. We'll just all sit at home all year because we'll have a holiday every week.
Thank God you're running for
honestly, I think people just need to suck it up and just work. No, okay. I don't know what the problem
is. We've heard from Priti Patel down there. Kate, anything you want to add? You're heartless, Satch.
I'm sorry, but I'm after this podcast, I'm getting in my car. I'm driving to Essex. I've got a wedding today as well. I'm working every day, so everyone else has to as well. Like, I don't understand. Like, why do you want a holiday?
That's just being miserable. That's like me.
No. I enjoy what I do. I love it. It's not being miserable, but I'm just like, why are you trying to ponce off a free day every week? I don't get it.
No, now you're saying because I have to work, you have to work.
Kedge is trying to take off 9 days for Navratri.
No,
bank holiday weekend.
I'm just having a Navratri weekend so you can roll into the Monday. Do you know what I mean? Because normally the Sunday because the Sunday night doesn't normally have large attendances because everyone's like, oh, we've got to get up to work early, can't have sore feet and all of this kind of stuff.
Oh,
so this
get
way,
up and go to work.
Anyway, if like you said, if Satch is Priti Patel, then here we go. Because I'm going to give it a slightly Rishi Sunak and put this motion forward. And this is after coming back from France with a couple of days at Euro Disney. And I have come to the conclusion after 2 days of being at Euro Disney and observing and experiencing and taking it all in.
Oh, you're a Disney. That's sick. That's brilliant as well.
Well, yeah, but
you see Mickey.
Yeah. They're all there on the parade and all of that. But
I love the way you're talking about, like, he's your uncle. Did you see Mickey? Ah, he was there.
He was there.
Goofy Gaka, and they're all running the tractor.
Of course they're there. But I had this moment when I closed my eyes on the second night and I was going to bed and I thought, you know what? Euro Disney, theme parks, we need to shut them down.
Why?
Because
you want to shut down theme parks. Who are you? Priti Patel's husband. You're more of a killjoy than Satch.
I'm just saying, go to work.
Go to work. Okay. Welcome to the Brownload, everybody. The most fun Desi podcast on the planet. You've got one saying, go back to work. I'm going to hear, no more theme parks. No chocolate for you. No cheese. No what?
What's your reasoning? Let's have it. Let me hear it.
As I'm walking around, and this is the first time this has happened to me. I don't know. Maybe it was some moment of enlightenment or something. But I was just people watching and I was looking at every single person who I was walking past or, you know, going past or whatever. And the whole concept of a theme park, Disneyland, is designed to make everyone unhealthy. The whole thing is bad for your health. It's bad for kids. It's bad for adults. It's bad for old people.
And in what way?
Because you are constantly eating just absolute junk and sugar and just stuff that's bad for you. And I'm looking there and I'm going, right, I'm looking at people and I'm going, 90%, if not 95% of the people who are there are unhealthy. And I was like, this, look how many people are in this place. This is not right. And so, you know, you order a Coke or a Sprite and it's a massive, you know,
bathtub job.
Yeah. And then you're eating just junk. And it's just because you know what it's like. The food, it's just all junk. It's burgers,
it's chips, pizza.
It's just all of that. Yeah. Hot dogs and just lumps of meat. And I'm just like milkshake. And then, you know, what do you lumps do? It's just pancakes and waffles and
ice cream.
Oh, people, I'm watching them. They give you humongous scoops of ice cream, three. So you get like a Mickey Mouse head and two ears. You get three of them. And it's like, and it's just ridiculous. It's only €5, you know. And I'm thinking, my God, like it's next to nothing. And we're going to end up as a whole world, which is crippled with disease. And I'm like, we can't let this go on. I know we're complaining about electricity and everything, and I know this has become a little bit serious, but I just think that we can't let children, the next generation of children, grow up like how we've grown up. This is wrong. And so, like, you know, but like all the restaurants around there is like, you know, Planet Hollywood and Rainforest and just big burgers, big chips, big this. And you're just constantly eating and you're looking at people and they can't walk at the end of the day because there's loads of walking. And in the excuse of, oh, well, you walk all day, isn't it? So let's just have 7 liters of Fanta. No.
But
because also the whole concept is that when you take your kids there, you don't say no to your kids. A lot of parents will go, oh, we're at Disney, so we're not gonna, you know, you're allowed to do this, you're allowed to do that. Oh, you're allowed a treat at this, whatever. You're allowed a treat. These people are on Treat City, they're on Treat Bus all day.
But that's the magic of Euro Disney, isn't it? You're just trying to
the population of I just honestly, it was a weird moment.
I think, but no, look, Kedge, look, you're there for 2-3 days. It's a holiday. It's a bit of, as you said, it's a bit of a treat. You're just trying to, you don't eat like that for the rest of the days when you're back at home.
I don't know. See, this is what I mean, though, because I'm looking at every single person and every single person is just not in shape. Do you know what I mean?
What about Mickey Mouse?
Mickey Mouse is crunches.
Mickey Mouse just has to get up on the bus and wave, though. Do you see what I mean? So you're not seeing
protein,
Mickey eat.
Pure protein,
yeah.
Just cheese.
Yeah, Mickey
just
gets cheese. Fed properly, and he's just waving. So he's doing, you know, dancing everywhere, and he's going a lot of exercise. But I just think the rest of the public is just like, I can't believe that in this day and age, we are letting humans.
Okay, I'm going to agree with part of what you're saying. Firstly, okay, number one, you don't have to have it.
We don't have to drink, we don't have to drink, have meat, we don't have to eat all of this stuff. But that then day, when it's shoved in your face and that's all you can eat. All right, how many vegan restaurants are there? I went looking. How many? There was this one little itsy bitsy falafel place, which was obviously, you know, on the falafel scale of Kedge, pathetic, but it was made out of purple. I think it was made out of beetroot falafel. Anyway, but that was it. That was it. And again, it was all probably processed anyway. So it's not. Of course, you have to eat it.
If you don't like it, if you dislike it that much, Ken, you should have stayed at work last week instead of making me work.
Can't you take your own food? Don't you? I thought you would have taken a little cool box into.
Yeah, isn't it, you little tepla mancha.
I did take teplas. Teplas obviously rule in Euro Disney, but there's only so many teplas you can take. But what I'm trying to say is that they need.
Oh my days! You can't be taking that.
What teplon on Space Mountain? Absolutely, mate. but what I'm saying is, so anyway, this was my first rant that I just wanted to have. I just think that someone who's a bit more important and higher up in the world, someone will realize this and go, actually, we can't do this to the.
I will add this though. Generation. I will add this. When you're next, because obviously I was in Canada and I saw the same. I saw a lot of people wobbling around and you realize, oh, actually, everything here is to excess. And even like, you know, Starbucks, small is a tall, you know, it's tall. I think it's tall, medium grande or tall grande, something
and then
else.
Then venti.
I'm like, hold a minute, where's just little? Yeah. Where's, you know, and everything is big. And what I realize is in my family as well, I was looking at a family party, you know, when you're at gatherings or whatever, and all the uncles there, you're like, actually, all of the uncles, bar probably maybe one or two, have got some kind of beer belly. And it's a beer belly. This is a booze belly.
Of course there's a booze belly.
There's ain't nothing like that. It's like, and you're like, oh, there's that. And there's aunties. And you're like, who here is a vision of health? And I look at my, I'm like, no one.
But on a serious point, I just think someone needs to look at this. I don't know. I mean, obviously, we can't even get our bloody electricity and gas sorted at the moment. So no one's going to even look at this. And, you know, at the end of the day, you just keep on buying all of this stuff and you keep on eating it and whatever. But the other gripe that I want to bring out is with France.
What's your take on fun fairs there over here in the UK?
Same thing.
All of candy floss is all you get there. Bit of toffee apple.
Candy floss, popcorn, all of
that.
So
then it'd just be called fair. Get the fun out of it.
Take the fun out of it. Yeah. Where are we going?
Fair.
To the fair.
No, they can give you nice bit of, you know, boiled beetroots or aubergine or something. And you know, put some like Tex-Mex masala on it. There you go. But anyway, the other thing, again, as much as I love France and I love Paris, can I just say
Sounds like you don't.
I do. No. It's just that Euro Disney happens to be there. And obviously I went to Alton Towers recently as well. And I think that's where all of this started. But the other thing I'd like to bring to the party is that I went to Vapiano and I love that. We love Vapiano, don't we?
Oh, we love a little slappy wappy. Yeah.
We love it, right? And I thought, oh, Vapiano in France, amazing. Let's get down there just for a bit of...
Vapiano is, just so anyone doesn't know, it's the Argos of food places.
Correct.
Like, where they have their own system, because Argos basically put two fingers up to the rest of the world. I know what you normally do is you order at a till and you collect from a till. No, we got the system where you fill out this ticket goes off, you look at your food coming on a little railway track, and then it comes in, and then it drops down, and you go to the little collection. But it's weird.
Well, it's not even that anymore, because it's COVID, so now you just order it on your phone, and they come and deliver it. So it's got
Vapiano, if I remember, you got to get a card. You prepay.
You haven't been for a while, though. That's how
it's all changed. It's all changed.
Oh, well, how's it done now?
So now it's just you scan the QR code and then you order what you want, and then they just
off
bring
your phone. Order off your phone. Put your table number in. It comes to you.
Yeah. That's better. Okay, good. Right, so they do fresh pizza, pasta, and
fresh pizza, pasta. They make it for you as per your
in front of you.
But I tell you what. Firstly, I was looking for the menu. They didn't have arrabbiata, which is shocking. I mean, if you're an Italian restaurant and you don't do arrabbiata, that's shocking. Also,
but that's your go-to, though, isn't it?
Well, I think it's a go-to for many a person. Do you know what I mean? If you like,
it's a safe one, isn't it?
It's a safe one. You know what you're going to get, and you can't go wrong. And then I thought, well, you know what? I'll get the Pomodoro one, and then I'll tell them to put chilies in it. And my God, it was terrible. And I added mushrooms in it, and they put some sort of mushroom paste thing in it. And the onions were like red onions. Who puts red onions in pasta? I mean, come on, it's got to be white. Everyone knows this. It was terrible. All I'm saying is don't go to Vapiano in France or Europe, because it ain't like how it is in the UK.
It's crappy Vapiano.
Honestly, you know, when we used to do exchange trips, I think we should now invite some of their chefs over to the UK Vapiano, live with them and go, look, this is how you make it. Now go back to France and start making it properly. It was terrible.
God, the garlic bread, right?
We ordered garlic bread, right? Cheesy garlic bread. It looks like a cake. It was like about 6 inches thick with just hardcore shavings of goat's cheese, what do you call it? Parmesan on it.
Mozzarella or whatever.
And it wasn't melted on it properly. It looked like a cake, a garlic cake.
You should have gone for some local French cuisine. Like, you're trying to find Italian food in flipping
France. No,
that doesn't make sense, does it?
What? Local Italian? Last time I checked, frog legs weren't vegan. Do you know what I mean?
Croque monsieur,
they've all got ham. They all got ham. They just eat ham in it. Everything's got to be meat in France. So therefore, it's just like, what else can you eat? Apart from churros and
chips,
sweet pancakes and good waffles and
champignons.
Anyway, so that's my two takeaways from Paris. Close down Euro Disney and close down Vapiano.
Okay, so you as soon as you're minding about the food thing, over the weekend, bank holiday weekend, we had a little 21st birthday party, first of all, on Saturday night. That was quite good. Although, it was a good party for everyone else there. I didn't have a great time because I've realized this is a big revelation for me, actually, because I would seriously regard myself as
Let's do the backstory. Whose 21st was it? Because I think that's key.
My niece, my cousin.
So it's close.
My first cousin's daughter, right?
Yeah.
And my cousin has been messaging for a while, saying, you know, my daughter's 21, you know, everyone make sure everyone's there, it's bank holiday weekend. I thought, that's just a good one. And it's, you know, as I know, it's hard to get a hall and a room booked on a bank holiday weekend as well, but they had it on a Saturday. Great. Got there, lovely, halls all decked out, balloons, 21, DJ and all that. But straight away, I suddenly walked out, I was like, oh, this is going to require a lot of energy, right? Just...
What?
I think because of Canada, I did 12 days of wedding celebrations, and then I came back for about 2-3 days, and I went straight to Edinburgh Fringe Festival 2-3 days, and I was in Birmingham for about 3-4 days, and I'm back home for a couple of days, and this party's come along, and I'm just realized I don't think I'm a party person anymore. Not only that, within about an hour of being there, everybody else is 3 or 4 drinks deep and I'm not drinking. So then all of a sudden, like, I got that classic thing of, like, when people are talking to me, because I'm taller than them, they hold the back of my neck to pull me down. This is my family, right? So they're holding the back of my neck to, like, say, come here, like, come closer, I'll tell you something in your ear. And I can feel the spit again on my face. And one of the guys, as I'm talking to him, as he's talking, I can see the spit leave his mouth, go into his beard. And I'm just looking around, and I'm looking at everyone, and I'm looking at the very young people, and I'm also a little bit jealous of that, because I'm like, God, I remember being 21. I remember my 21st. I remember being
Giovanni.
Those are the days I was carefree, innocent. Now I've got mortgages, plural. I've got kids, plural. You've got things, you
wives,
plural. I do stand up. I'm doing a podcast. I'm doing like, and I'm like, you know, I think I'm done. I'm just a
You completed it, mate. You completed Game of Life.
And also, all the music that they actually raved out to was our music, was the 90s garage, R&B,
hip-hop. Of course it was, because right? you can't rave to any new music.
Their
anymore.
Own stuff, the Getz and Burna Boy's, whatever, Burning Chitlin comes on, right? And
but don't cuss Burna Boy, man.
Well, whatever, I'm sure he's good, but what I mean is...
He's excellent.
Okay, he's excellent.
He still has tubes. He still has tubes.
He still has what?
He's got tubes.
Burna Boy's, okay. Yeah, big. Yeah.
Okay, fine. I'm just saying...
He's that, Tommy Dunn, though. He
when that stuff played, 34% of the dance was going off. Old school garage comes along. Old school bhangra comes on. Old school anything comes on.
Tommy, you sound like typical old uncle now.
I think he's done. Yeah, I think Tommy's admitting. I think Tommy wants to open. I think Tommy's coming out though and admitting. He goes, "I'm now official.
I'm uncle."
And I'm telling you that even these guys that are on the dance floor, I can see they're not going to admit it because they're younger. They don't know any better.
Yeah,
they're not going to admit that actually the 90s music was the best. By far.
That's not even.
And also, I'm looking, and everyone's raving out dancing and drinking, and then everyone's repeating the same conversations, and they're finding things that are funny that aren't that funny. And I'm like, listen, I work with funny for a living, right? I know funny. I'm not being a stick in the mud here.
But you are.
What's that?
It's a guy thing as well. It's an alpha thing where guys. They do something and then they push you and nudge you to make you laugh along with them. Like, you know what I'm saying? And push your shoulder or nudge you in the ribs and stuff.
My God, did you smack someone? I can imagine you winding them, getting you wound up so much, you would have just decked him.
I tell you, the person who's winding me up the most, and I've told her this afterwards, we've analysed the night, is my wife.
Here we go.
It's my family's party, right? And I'm looking at her, she's sitting there with my family as well, just chatting away, and they're all getting into the vibe. They're having a better time than I am. Not as much. I just wasn't into the vibe. I went on the 360 platform. I did the picture. So I'm getting involved. Yeah. I busted some moves and all that.
The 360 platform, by the way, can I just say, it's always really funny to watch people because they don't know what to do. No one knows what to do in it. So you kind of do this awkward dance. And then when it comes around your face, you kind of go, ooh, or like you kind of wink and you look. Like,
yeah, you do a little peace sign or whatever.
Yeah, then it comes back at you again. You go, oh, I wasn't expecting it the second time around. And so you carry on doing this awkward, like funny dance. And you're going, yeah, living my best life. And it's just, find it really funny. I've never been on one, and I don't think you'd ever see me on one because I wouldn't know what to do.
No, you're right. It's a temporary dancey posy thing. You've got to have something kind of obviously ready. Like some people will go into a little folded arm pose or a little shimmy, and that's cool.
What is the point of it? What are you trying to achieve? Like, what are you trying to show from that?
It's a bit of fun, Ked. That's all it is. Come on, you sound like
he's a fun police. He's already taken the fun out of everything.
Put this in the same bag as Euro business.
Exactly. Yeah, I knew it. So, the only thing I think with these 360 boosts, I'm going to say it is,
go on, because you've seen a lot.
I see a lot, but I still, to this day, I always say, I'd rather have a photo booth than a 360 booth. Only because with a photo booth, you get something in your hand. And then that picture might live on your fridge or you might fit somewhere. You've got a memory. With that 360 thing, it comes on your phone and then it's just a video on your phone.
But it's for the gram, though, isn't it? It's for the gram side.
You've got it there.
The gram is way more important than your phone.
Leave it out, mate.
You don't need a physical photo. So, no, my point was... I was there, and the hardest person to get out of the venue was my missus. Kind of, I was going, let's just go.
She was probably having a good time with everyone else, Tommy.
But she was catching up with family. I'm like, she's catching up with my family. I'm like, I think I'm done. I'm done with catching up.
Wow.
I'm done
with, what a killjoy.
I know.
And I didn't even know.
I'm annoyed at myself.
Was it the small talk that did your nut in as well?
Yeah.
You're usually good at that.
I know.
Tommy is normally the king of because every time we go out, do you remember when we used to go out with like work events and stuff?
Yeah.
And we just let Tommy go at the front because he does all that. All right, mate, how's it going? Yeah, all right.
I can do all that. Oh yeah, but it was like
I don't care.
It was just too much. It was just too, and I just thought I'm just a bit done.
Like, just looking at Tommy's face, I feel like he's been really
territory.
Whereas the Sunday bank holiday Sunday. I had about 20 people over here for dinner, for a barbecue. So I'm happy with that.
Yeah, but that's because you're in your own space. You're comfortable.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe that was better. So small talking away. By the way, someone's husband came along, like a partner actually came along.
Yeah.
And he's from India. So we were sat in the evening. It was a mild evening, looking up at the stars and the planets and all that. It was nice. And actually, a few people, you know, all the guys who were having their drinks, obviously wasn't, were just sort of like talking about what planets are what. Oh, that's a star. That's not a planet. And I know that.
Cool. That's exciting.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry. What kind of company are you keeping?
Just for 10 minutes.
If someone started talking about the Stars, I'd leave. I'd be like, bub, this ain't my kind of jam.
It was a clear night. You'd be like, yeah, look, that's that. You would actually get into it.
My God. No wonder he was annoyed. Yeah,
look at this.
Exactly. I'm all right. I'm happy.
He went out with Mystic Meg on Saturday night.
I know.
Who is that?
We went to astrology, went to the stars and the planets.
Breathing and stuff after.
But my point was, which made me chuckle, and I was having a one-on-one conversation with this guy from India, is that he was talking about what planets are where. And he went on, up there, you can see the wieners. I said, sorry? He goes, you can see the wieners. I go, oh, Venus. He goes, yeah. He goes, normally, I need a telescope to see my wieners. but today, you can see the wieners, no problem.
Venus. Love it.
Mate, you need to stop saying wieners. This is why I am a child. I'm 45 years old.
That was probably the best conversation of the night.
Oh, by far.
He made you laugh by saying wieners. And I stayed with him all night.
Yeah. I didn't even ask him to say Uranus or any of the other planets.
I mean, we've clearly discovered that both of you are turned into anglers. Kedge is trying to shut down theme parks and Tommy just doesn't like going out anymore. And something that I saw involved going out this weekend was a carnival. And I had a bit of FOMO looking at it because I was like, oh, 3 years later, you know, it's back.
It's back, yeah.
And I've got to say, it looked really good. I'm just gutted I couldn't go.
Two million people.
Yeah, that's what I mean. People. 2 million people. It looked really good.
Descended upon Notting Hill for the carnival. Weather was good for it as well.
Weather was good. Loads of videos I saw online. Loads of different acts and people performing at it. And I was just like, gosh, I just couldn't make it. I couldn't make it.
Because you're a busy man.
I was a busy man this weekend. Honestly, I think this has probably been the busiest. I'm still gigging for the rest of the week.
You know what I like about the carnival the most is not only the sound. I like being around people like that. I like sound, the vibe and all that, the noise, and it's just got a flavour to it. And London's great when it's like that. But also people from their houses and stuff are just kind of making like jerk chicken or spicy chicken outside in like their little barbecue drums. And so you can go by, and if you find some like cool little local Caribbean family that know how to make a proper spicy bit. I mean, I remember eating it. It was fantastic. It was juicy.
Food's always good. Yeah.
The barbecue, the sauces, love it.
Speaking of that, the other thing that I did see, and someone was, they were on Twitter about it yesterday, one of my mates, and they were like, they paid £4 to go to someone's house to go for a wee. And I was like, oh, hello, you could make a look. That's a good idea. Kedge had a house there, Kedge would be charging £4.
I was talking about that yesterday. I was saying to my family, and I remember it being £2 when I went.
It's weighing on your front garden or whatever it is, isn't it? And instead, give them the luxury, give them a bit of Andrex, you know what I mean? Enjoy it, take your time.
Kedge would be that guy in the toilet with you, no spray, no lay.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. Which spray would you like to take in, sir, madam?
No Armani.
No.
Or are you going to be au naturel? Just, you know, you spray us with your jerk.
I remember you used to be able to buy double mint. Is it double mint? What was that gum called? Double.
Treble.
No, the green mint. There were double mint. Is it not called double? What's the chewing gum in a stick, though? In a flat.
Juicy fruit.
Yeah, but what are they called double mints? Am I getting mixed up?
No, they're called double juicy something. Fruit.
Yeah, no, I know what he's on about. I think it is called double mint. I think it is. It's the Wrigley stick one. It was the juicy fruit one, but the green one.
Oh,
the
juicy, I see.
The juicy fruit was pure flavour, but it lasted about 20 seconds.
They were rubbish. Yeah. Right. I'm quite surprised that they still haven't made any of those chewing gums where they actually taste the same after about a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. That hasn't evolved, has it?
That hasn't evolved. We're kind of stuck there. But you know, talking about things from the past, I know we've done a lot of reminiscing on the podcast, but we've got to talk about the big news, which actually has got me really excited, and it's something that we do need to bring back, and the BBC are bringing it back, and it is
our show.
Boom, boom. It's been recommissioned.
No thanks.
Is the iconic TV show Gladiators. It's coming back to our screens after 20 years. Finished 20 years ago on ITV.
Wow. And
it originally ran from 1992 to 2000. And I'm like, oh my God, this is coming back. And the BBC have confirmed it. They said it's coming back. I don't think they've actually announced who's going to be hosting it yet. It's still up in the air. But I mean, this could completely change. And if they do bring it back Saturday night, and I think it is Saturday night game TV, this could change Saturday Night TV. 2023. This is game changing.
I think back then, you know, like there was you could do anything. Like people were, you know, just they just had a harness, and if you fall off the dual thing, you fall off, and that's it. Like I think it's going to be a bit more kind of like health and safety fight.
No, it can't be.
It must be. It's going to be.
It's all scramble nets and obstacle courses. And if anything, I was going to say, do we need gladiators now? Now that we've got Ninja Warrior, Takeshi's Castle.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't come anywhere near the gladiators. The gladiators was the whole thing, like to be a gladiator.
Yeah, but Kedge, you were 10 when you were watching it.
No, I know, but like, look, every week you'd be like, oh, I hope I see Nightshade. I hope I see, who was the other, the fella? Who was the fella? Woof. No, not Woo. He was a comedian. No, who was the guy? Saracen. Oh my God. If you went up against Saracen, you are dead.
What was your favorite game on there, by the way?
Well, Duel, Saracen and Duel, I don't think I ever saw him get beaten.
No, I like that one where they were shooting the tennis balls from high up and you have to run behind those little.
That was a
mini
good
walls.
Game.
Yeah, that was you go behind one. You got to run
wall,
to the
was, a good, was it the wall where you have to climb up the fastest? Yeah. That was a good one.
I think I like Gauntlet.
What was Gauntlet?
Yeah, where there was just four of them in that thing, and you had to run past them. Like run into. It's like
rugby tackle.
Yeah.
I don't know. There was one that was a bit like a basketball game. You had to get the balls and throw them into the little like C-3PO kind of little hoops.
That's the one. It was the same thing. So you'd wrestle them, but you have to try and get the balls into the thing
while you're wrestling.
And the Travelator.
The Travelator was classic.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It's brilliant. And I think that will engage a whole new audience.
I don't think it will.
I don't think it will.
I think it's going to be dated. Look, I'm with you, Kedge. I want it to work. I want it to be successful. I want to bring back... Firstly, I just want to bring back that excitement of Saturday night.
But now, all these gladiators will be on social media, so they'll have their own Instagram following. So what I'm trying to say is that I think they become like footballers. Do you see what I mean? They become like sports people. So all of a sudden, they're going to have their own fans. They're going to be interacting in the audience in a different way. And I think it might just go to another level, because also people love competing against the elite. And I think that's what it was, wasn't it? It's like you were competing. This is not about you competing, you know, just to see if you can get through some obstacles like on, what do you call it? Wipeout or what's the other? Ninja Warrior. This is, you're competing against the elite. And I think when humans get a chance to compete against the elite, I think there's a bit more satisfaction to it. And I think that's why it's going to be a success.
I think it could be. Because I tell you what, it could also work, because people now are more into their fitness, I think, than they were 20, 30 years ago when you're saying this started. Yeah, when we started 30 years ago, 1992.
I think it's too gimmicky. Them days are done. Like everything was a gimmick back then. You know, it was a bit of a pantomime, wasn't it? Really, with the wolf and the bad guy. Then, like you could never.
Yeah, but it's like wrestling. It's like anything.
Yeah, no,
of course
it is. But I think people have just grown up from that now. Just generally, forget that. But, like, why would I want to watch something that's fake? Like,
I tell you what,
Lightning was on BBC News the other day talking about it, how it was coming back, and she even said, we were told to let people go to the very end and then catch them and stuff like that to make it look like it was interesting.
People be fitter now, you see. So I don't think that'd be a factor.
I don't think that will stand anymore. I think people are fitter.
I don't know. I don't think it's going to do what we want it to do. And it's not going to go back to Saturday Night TV how it was when we were watching it. Because I'm sorry. Like, all right, cool. Gladiators come back. But if something like Big Break came back, who would watch that? It was great. It was great for that time. It was good to see... John Virgo. Trick shots and whatnot. But I'm sorry, that's a bit basic now, isn't it?
I think it's more of
the time. But then I have to remember, I'm talking to two uncles on a podcast. So.
No, exactly. Yeah, and we like a bit of snooker and a bit of darts. So that's all good for us.
Yeah, Bullseye, that was brilliant. Generation game.
One.
Yeah.
No one cares about that crap anymore.
Well, so I tell you what I watched on the weekend, which I thought was thoroughly entertaining, and I flicked onto it. I'd seen it in little bits before, but this time I really got into it, which was WCT, World Chase Tag, BBC Three. It's tag chase on a level that...
Is this what you were watching when you left the party early?
It was brilliant. I'm sorry. Anybody who watches it, you'll know, yesterday I watched Israel versus Germany. And
what is it, the world championships of tag?
Well, there was different, there was England were in there, or the UK were in there as well.
Are India in it?
Huh?
Are India in it?
No, they just built the climbing frame and then they left. No, I don't know. No, I didn't see them in it.
There's a climbing frame.
Huh? Basically, it's like a 20 meter by 20 meter kind of area. You've got like railings and steps and little flat platforms so you can hide, duck, jump, run, right. run through. Bruv, this is like parkour. These guys are like parkour on speed. So they're like doing jumps, landing, flips.
And you got what? Like you got a little towel stuck to your backside that they have to try and pull.
No, just got a tag. Add touch.
Oh, just tag.
Yeah. So and you got one person who's on one side of it, and then the one person releases, and they've got 20 seconds to track them down. Bruv, it's so good. It like when you see what they're capable. I tell you what, you will, Kedge, you will definitely appreciate, and you will as well, Satch. But the agility, the speed. Ducking down, you know, getting down all fours, going through, up you get, jump, spring,
tag. You know, we're making
a TV show. What's next? Kiss Chase? What's that going to be?
Oh, yes. Kiss Chase, the show. You know, that's got to be done. Davina McCall, host that.
Michael.
You are onto it. Hold on a minute.
Saturday Night TV, Kiss Chase. Oh, my God.
Let's
can
just
you
talk
imagine?
The format.
So it's
the
basically like the
Chase.
Format of that. That is brilliant.
You can't do stuff like that anymore.
So basically, what it would be, it would be one bloke, and then there'll be 100 girls.
Okay, right? So like Take Me Out.
So it's like Take Me Out. They're in a playground. They would have obstacles in there as well. They would be homey, right?
You can't do that, Kidge. You can't do that.
Why?
Well, you can't chase a girl and kiss her against her will. It catches one. That's
on.
The only way to
honestly,
get
honestly.
No. But if
Kid
you,
sounds
if
like he's an expert.
Girl, you're allowed to kiss the back of their palm or something. How many kisses?
He runs up to her. Hold on. Imagine this. Kedge runs up to her, gets her in a headlock, tackles her down to the floor, grabs her hand and kisses the back of it. He goes, right, got ya.
But hold on a minute. But what was the format of Kiss Chase? So was it that if you grabbed someone, you just kissed them? I don't think you get to kiss them. I think you have to ask them.
You were at all boy school.
What? No. When I was at primary school, it was mixed because I remember playing it. But I obviously didn't kiss anyone because I was just, you know, it just didn't catch anyone. But it was, how did it work? How did the game work?
I don't know. I can imagine.
It's quite self-explanatory, Kedge. You chase someone and then you kiss them.
No, yeah. But you couldn't just kiss. What? You could just go up and just kiss them.
Well, that's what the game was, wasn't it?
I don't know if it was like that. I thought you had to ask like a that. Question or something.
You didn't have to, bruv. It's not kiss, grab, ask a question, and then
it's not chase the trivia. Game show. Yeah.
God, talking about Kiss Chase now, just like you said, it just feels all wrong, isn't it? Like you can't do it.
And that's what I'm saying. Like I even think, going back to Saturday Night Telly, the biggest show was probably Blind Date. I don't think anyone cares about that anymore.
Well, no, Blind Date, they've evolved now. Blind Date is evolved,
it was a great show.
But you're right, it's dead now.
People were watching Love Island, which they clearly are. They ain't going to watch.
Yeah, I think with Blind Date, they've evolved it really well because Blind Date. See now, but yes, back in the day, you could chat to people, you can ask questions, and you might get together in a bar or whatever. Yeah. But now, obviously, that's moved on. Social media and all of that kind of thing.
Apps
now it's just hi, how are you? Send nudes, and that's why they've got that attraction program there on Channel 5, where you just see everything just hanging out, and so you just judge it on that. Bang.
There you go.
And that's it. So I think that's evolved quite nicely for people into that kind of dating show. But some things haven't evolved.
You're right. Times have changed. Maybe they need to update these shows so they are more reflective. So I would like to see, if it was gladiators, I want it in a gladiator arena. I want maybe animals involved. I want drones that can attack you, shoot at you. You know,
you can't do stuff like that anymore. You with animals and whatnot.
No,
you
can't do animals.
You'll have some gang of people protesting outside the day you film it.
Yeah, basically, Tommy's kind of saying like the real life version of Call of Duty.
Running Man.
Do you know what I mean? But the real life version of that is what you're kind of thinking. But yeah, I mean, so you saw Tag. I saw a couple of things. I've got to say that I finished Westworld season 4. Brilliant. Have you given up, Tommy?
I haven't given up. I just, you know what it is like? I told you, I don't like parties anymore. I'm getting tired more so now. I'm ready to kind of call it a night quite early doors.
Right.
So Westworld always comes about at like 8:30, 9 o'clock when it's either on the telly or when the kids have gone to bed. And then I'm thinking, have I got an hour in me of focus? And I'm like, I don't think I have. I think I've got about 5 minutes.
Oh,
so I watch an episode
of
Peppa Pig and go to bed. That's it. That's all I've
got. Mate, you're making me sad. But anyway, it's brilliant. And I've just started Severance on Apple TV. My God, It's brilliant, Tommy. Get on it. It's wicked. I've just seen episode one. I'm sure people have seen it. It is.
But he's just told you he can't watch things longer than 5 minutes, Kedge.
Oh yeah.
I think I saw episode two on the telly last night of some other BBC drama. And you know, the Sunday Monday night dramas on BBC are always excellent.
Yeah, Suspect. Like, I think it was. Suspect.
I think it was something like that. But I was like, I'm not following that. There was some other drama on ITV. I'm like, I'm not following that. I just feel a bit out of the loop. But you're right. I think I need to finish up. So I haven't even finished Ozark, and I haven't finished. What did you just say? Westworld. So Westworld. They're the two I need to pick up.
Tie up some loose ends. There's some brilliant telly. Brilliant telly going on at the moment. Satch, what have you been watching?
Well, the thing I watched was on your recommendation, actually, All or Nothing, but that was on my hit list anyway. And I've got to say, I think this is the best season of it so far.
I think so too.
Wow, that's a big statement.
With Arsenal. You boys said as non-Arsenal fans.
I've got to say, so with Man City, I think you kind of expect what you're going to get from Pep. Because you know what it's like. And you kind of like, oh, okay, yeah, I see that. Don't get me wrong, the guy's a genius and you get to see a lot. But you kind of expect it. With Tottenham.
It was the Mourinho show.
It was all about it. And don't get me wrong, I think he's wicked and I'd watch it just for Mourinho because the guy's a genius. But I think with the Arsenal one, I didn't know what to expect. And it was all a bit like, oh, I'm not a fan of Arteta.
I think they've gone deeper with different storylines and stuff. And now, with the Ramsdale and with Saka. Saka's a really good bloke. Remember what I said?
And now I legit think I've got so much more respect for like Ramsdale, Saka.
Exactly, yeah. Saka.
Even Arteta, I'm looking at what he's doing and the way they're getting results this season, I'm like, this is the foundations he was making last season.
He was trying to do it, yeah. I'm still not sure about the rubbing the hands and you know, creating... Some of the stuff is a little bit loopy, but
if it works for the players, then you got to do it. So if it does work and it makes them perform, then cool. So I think that's really good. I still got a few more episodes to go there. And the other thing that I watched was not last week, the week before when I had COVID and I was in bed.
You didn't have COVID. We don't know yet.
It was as good as. I'm fully recovered now, by the way. Indian Matchmaking. I finished it, season two. Well,
you must be the only person who finished the whole season.
Well, it was just, what it was is, look, I had a week in bed. I had to watch something. And that was just an easy watch because you can just, you know, your laptop's on, your phone's on, you can just half watch it.
What would you give out of 10? You can't say
firstly, I want to give Seamanti a big fat 1 out of 10 because she still hasn't put anyone together. It's been two seasons now and then her hit rate is terrible.
My God, really?
And I know she charges a hell of a lot of money from what I've heard.
She does.
These people on. So I'm just thinking, well, that's a bit poor. And the people that kind of went off and did it by themselves that were on the show ended up with people. So I'm thinking, why are you paying her like that much money to do this? Like,
in a way, you just need to be a little bit famous, you know, if you get onto telly and stuff, and then all of a sudden, you know, you might find. I think it's that celeb lifestyle, you know.
Yeah,
like,
maybe.
Like, who's that fella on The Apprentice? You know, all of a sudden, he couldn't get a girlfriend to save his life. And then all of a sudden, he's now dating somebody famous. Do you know what I mean? From the show.
Oh, yeah. Winner. I think he's got the winner.
And that's what I mean by, like, it's just, I don't know. It's just all a bit weird. But I think the big twist of the whole thing is, I'm going to say it, because I know you boys ain't even going to watch it, is at the end of season two.
Yeah. Did you see my appearance?
I didn't see it. I mean, you should have been there because it was filmed in England. And
yeah, I know it was.
Was on Tower Bridge, and that was the day Kedra was meant to take around London. So he could have very much been in it. But
it
cut to, like, obviously, you know, seeing a girl from the UK that's going to be in the next season.
Right.
And I just watched it, and I was like, oh God, this is a bit cringe, isn't it? Like, I don't know if I want to watch the next one now because it was meant to be like a big cliffhanger.
Yeah, oh. I would
throw myself off the cliff.
Yeah, cliff jumper. I would love to see my auntie just to reach out of shot with her hand and kind of go, you too can find love like me, and then pull Kedge into frame and then just snog him and push him away and go, I got my London Gujarati boy. You can find one too. All you got to do is follow my tips. My tips, I said, tips.
Okay. I did finish it, and I've got to say, it was okay. I think some of the people that we saw in season one that we really liked, like, for example, Nadia, she did something stupid in season two, Everyone on Twitter and stuff were cussing there and saying, but yeah, I think as it got on, just more bonkers people came onto the show.
Love it. It is a bonkers show.
By the way, I also watched the Maverick, the new Top Gun film, which is very good, very good. But the problem is, I went into it speaking to people who had told me, we've watched it twice. It's that good. Wow. It's that good. We've watched it twice. And I'll be honest, it is good. It's very good. They've got the absolute nostalgia, the music, the right mix of throwback shots of like when they were young and Tom Cruise. Yeah. You know what? You kind of feel for Tom Cruise. Like not feel for him like that. You feel like he really is looking back on his life, those Top Gun days. And the man's achieved so much. He still looks incredible, right?
Good.
But you kind of think, I wonder how he feels. A bit like you think you're Tom Cruise's, your Shah Rukhs, there's certain people that have reached a level of fame. Madonna.
Yeah. You're a Buddha now. Let it go.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, you're a Buddha now, isn't it? Like, so you got to let go. You've got to act those roles
but
now.
Also,
a little bit, it's done.
He's not trying hard to be a young'un again. He's not trying to, he's not 55, 60 years old, whatever, hanging out with 21-year-old women. You know, like, he's an older pilot in Top Gun, and there's younger recruits there, and he's training them up. But it's good. It's got a lot of action. I just was there kind of going, where's that moment? It's going to make me want to watch this film twice. But it didn't do that, but it's still very good. So Maverick, Top Gun. I know it's been out for a few weeks. That was excellent. So what else we learned?
Things we've learned.
Well,
shall I go first?
Go on, then.
Go on, you go, Kedge. Go on, welling up.
Well, my one actually was, I didn't know about this, and I just think, you know what? It's about time. These are the changes that we need to be bringing into this world, and this was a positive change, and that is about the Miss England contest, and it's basically the first time in the pageant's 94-year history that a lady, her name is Melissa Ralph, who's 20 years old. It's the first time she's going to be strutting her stuff makeup free. What an absolute legend. They've got a couple of photos of her.
I like that.
In the article. She looks fine.
Where's she from? What nation is she?
It's a Miss England competition.
Miss England.
She's going to be... imagine that for the first time. Because basically, let's face it, everyone now knows how to do the makeup like an Instagram filter. Everyone knows that, right? Yeah. Everyone looks that same now. Everyone can do that. Yeah. But what is, because before, when they used to go on Miss World and all that, you know, it was different makeup artists or whatever, you do your own. But now it's just... it's everyone can do that makeup.
I think that should be a rule generally.
Agreed.
It just needs to be no makeup.
Agreed. She's relying on her natural beauty, she said. She's already made it to the final round. And I thought, what an absolute legend. And you know what? We should be all behind her. And hopefully she makes it into the Miss World competition. And she keeps strutting it. Makeup free. Makeup free is how they should go ahead with this.
You know what? I'm going to say it. And I think we can, as a three-man podcast. I think we all prefer women with less makeup or no makeup than makeup. No man, I don't think, ever looks at a woman who's heavily made up and goes, wow. You see the makeup. I don't think...
I agree with you.
I don't look at loads of eyeliner, loads of blusher. I tell you what, I'll even say...
go on.
When we see women that are caked in it, I think it's very obvious they're caked in it. And that there is no appeal there. There is
I think you've got to remember that everyone is like that now. Because they all have to put a layer on first, didn't it, to create the canvas and stuff. From what I've seen, you put that kind of blotches on your face.
How do you get your skin so flawless?
You're
watching these videos, Kedge.
Triple matte finish first, and then I can build the foundations.
No, leave your mates out of it. I don't want to know how you finish off your mate's matte. What do you do to make your skin look like? No, okay, I get it. I know what you're saying, but I'm saying, look, each in their own, whatever makes you happy. But I like the idea of a no makeup.
I think no makeup. Who's going to be the first Desi bride who goes in the mandap without any makeup? Rated. Come on. That's the gram that I want to see. That's the real I want to see. That she walked in with no makeup. No makeup lady came in. She just woke up. She washed her face. Simple dimple. Walked in. Just like that.
Yeah. And highlighting the dimples.
Never going to happen.
Rather than hiding them.
Well, the bloke has to walk in just like that, doesn't he?
Well... I did the foundation on, I think.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, you have to. With my head, Otherwise, it gets all sweaty and shiny. And then you look like you're sweating in pictures.
Interesting.
You have a little matte finish foundation. Clinique. I'm available for sponsorship if Clinique want to sponsor my head.
They don't.
Nice.
Okay, so speaking of something beautiful, kids, that you're talking about, I'm going to talk about two beautiful things that have been brought together this week. And it's on sale now, and I think you boys will like this. Hash browns. Everyone loves a hash brown.
Love a hash brown.
And baked beans. Heinz baked beans. Oh. So what they've done is they've put a layer of baked beans on top of a hash brown, and you can buy it in wherever, in all the supermarkets.
So you cut it open and some
beans. Cut it open and the beans spill out of the hash brown.
Mate, the inside piece, they put it on top. What do you mean?
No, yeah, so it's like inside on top. So when you cut it, beans come out.
Oh.
No, I'm not sure.
I think could be good.
I've had...
As long as they're crispy.
I've had other hash browns with like sort of cheese in it and stuff. It's like a stuffed hash brown. Yeah. And I think, why has no one thought of this before? I think it's a great idea.
See, okay. A hash brown is so amazing because it's that crispy, fluffy bit of potato. It's crispy on the outside, fluffy in the middle. You put your under on top of it, or you cut a bit off and you run it through your beans and you scoop a bit of beans on top, maybe a little mushroom on top as well. Lovely. Having it ready made, that feels like you're getting less potato, less beans. You're working on their proportions, their ratios.
I think you should try it.
I think we should get a packet.
Well, who's selling them?
They're all over the place.
Heinz are selling it. But imagine if you make a hash brown sandwich. My God, with those beans in there, just cracking open every time you take a bite.
You might as well do tarka hash brown, tarka beans. So you might as well have a little one where it's got...
Why don't Heinz employ one desi person to just show them how to make proper tarka beans?
I don't think I can do normal beans anymore.
I can't either.
Like, I struggle. It has to be onioned up, mate. Honestly.
Yeah, it's got to be. Why haven't baked beans figured this out yet? We've been in this country for so long. They must know. They must have the market research on desi making beans. We make beans curry. It must be there.
Yeah.
Somebody will know.
They will know. I reckon it takes 3-4 years in the making of process testing and all that and spices and spice levels. I reckon they're working on it. And if it's going to come out, if it comes out in the next 2 years, they're working on it now.
All right.
Mm. Well, that's the thing I've learned. Yeah.
Let's see. All right. The thing I learned, actually, I'm listening to an audiobook. I'm signed up to Audible, but this one's free. And it's from here, my fact is. So it's Stephen Fry's Inside Your Mind. And it's all about the way the brain works. It's amazing. And I love stuff like this because the brain is weird. The brain is odd. Nobody really understands it. No scientist really understands how it works. He talks about the history of the brain, how it developed, rah, rah, rah. It's loads in there, but it's actually quite a hard listen. But one of the things that came about as a little fact was that they say so much of what we say is like, it comes from my heart. This comes from my heart. Actually, very little comes from your heart. It comes from your brain. This is your brain doing it.
Yeah.
And the thing that I learned was that a shrimp's heart is in its head. So a shrimp's head and heart are pretty much
connected.
The same
thing. Lovely.
Very nice.
There you go.
And lovely. So when you eat them, you get two for one. Love it.
What's that?
You get the head, the brain and the heart one bite.
Yeah. Like a little double whammy.
Yeah.
God, the vegetarians commenting on about eating shrimps and eating hearts and brains. Come on.
But he does it because it's twisted. It's perverse for him. It's a sick way of thinking.
It's a sick way. Yeah, it's definitely sick. I mean, the only thing I want to say before we do wrap it up is big up everyone that did message, because obviously it was a two-man pod last week.
Yeah, well done, boys, for doing that.
We've given Kedge anywhere near enough grief about trying to...
No, we haven't. But we did get messages. And I had a few messages of people saying, good on you two for doing it and putting something out and still having a chat. So big up. And also, I met a lot of people that listened to Brownload over the weekend and they were like, you were busy DJing and didn't want to come and say hello. They're like, we hear you on the podcast that you don't like being spoken to. So yeah. I've got to be careful what I tell you now. So no one's coming to say hello to me.
This is why you've done it. So you want to go, listen, yeah, I don't like it. Don't like being spoken to. Don't interrupt.
You thought me and Tommy were moody. Look at the listeners.
I'm
know.
Not moody. I'm sorry, but like, all weekend I got it. People come over to you and they want to have a conversation. Do you know how loud it is in the DJ booth? I can't hear you. That's what they don't. Then they think it's rude, but I can't hear you.
He's rude. He's rude.
Yeah, he is. He's an arrogant DJ. He's very good. All the best DJs are.
But the people just don't understand. They don't understand that. Until you're there, they don't.
Next time, just take a megaphone and then go right next to his ear.
Or write a really long message down on your phone and just put your phone in front of Satch. Yeah. He loves it when you do that, on a little jitty,
like with your request.
Your phone's going to end up in the crowd.
Yeah.
Write it on a tissue.
All right. No, but you can always message him right here. If you want to get requested to Satch's for his DJ set, just email him at hello@thebrownlow.com in advance. Go, Satch, you're DJing at a wedding I'm doing in a couple of weeks' time. I'm attending. This is my request. And we can get him on a podcast. Then Kedge and I will see it as well, and we can make sure he plays it. There you go. Yeah, is that all right, Satch? We use that for that as well.
Lovely.
hello@thebrownlow.com. Send us a little message. And until next week, laters, boys.
Laters.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.